Namaste. My name is Will Simmerer. I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak what is a must for a spouse. So the most three important things for a successful marriage is money. An overspender doesn't fit to a saver. For sure not. So, if it's not working out, finish. Communication. Both should be able to communicate about their relationship problems. Otherwise, the relationship will end. All the time, speak about your personal problem with your spouse, and this will connect. And if you don't do so, you reject the other partner and you don't have trust in the other partner. That sex, it says you're every psychologist. If sex is not working out, the other one looks for sex outside of the marriage. So he or she will cheat. This means we have to care for the sex for the other partner and fulfill his or her desires. Otherwise, for what are you together? For what you are married? Then you can be together as friends. This is fine. What else? If you're together with a guy who is loving his parents, this means the girls should love their father, the guys or the males should love their mother, then the same will happen to you. This means if they love their father, they love you, also long term. And if the man is loving her mother or their mother, then again, they will also love you long term, not short term. This is important. And the opposite is also true. For a long term relationship, you should check if the spouse loves their parents and respects their parents, because you will be afterwards the parents, or somehow they relate to you as parents. And you think you don't care. Okay, the people who have been the happiest and with the most extended longevity after a research done from the Harvard University for 75 years. They've asked 20-year-old guys and then checked them every year. The people who had the best intimacy relationship stayed healthy, happy, and highest longevity. Yes, it is so. No? Then the sixth is intimacy. We should look for intimacy. This means we show our vulnerable and not to be hard or overcool. This means both should be honest and exchange their feelings. Honesty. Don't suppress your feelings. This means the other guy has to cope also with your negative feelings. And then there is a trustworthy relationship. Otherwise, the other is all the time making a show or faking something what is not true. Be both honest, then there's and both vulnerable, then there is also intimacy. Without intimacy, okay, get a friend, this is good enough, but marriage is much something more. Then for both should be totally honest, this is hard, but at the end this will pay off. Both should be loyal in every aspect. For sure, you agree. Then both should trust each other. You expect the same thing. Sure, this is needed. Then the next point is think over. Both should enjoy silence together, so that they don't have to act something. They are just together and enjoy their time together. So you don't have to do anything. You be comfortable, lovely, and protected, And that's good enough. And for a long-term relationship, this is necessary. Then for sure, forgiveness is a must. And who cannot forgive, let the person go. The next thing is blackmailing with a bad conscience. That the worst thing what a spouse can do. I make it very clear, it happens one time to me only, and the second time it's finished. These are lousy people. I send them home. They have no chance. A second time will never happen. For me, it's damn clear, because this will harm at most every relationship. Blackmailing, bad conscience, send them back one time, the second time is over. Makes it so damn clear, and it works out all this. So the next thing, a female has to respect his boyfriend, for sure. And the reverse is also true. So if you don't have respect for the other person, so you don't respect yourself. No? So you demand respect. So you don't want to be exposed in front of people because your spouse is not respecting you, will not work out. Then you see this everywhere, the people making selfies everywhere, and selfish people will not work out. You can't be together with selfish people. There are egocentric people, these people that are making selfies everywhere. They are like artists, egocentric. At the end of the day, if you can't fulfill all of the desires, they will treat you badly. And that is so 100% true. All the time you have to admire them. You make one mistake, they treat you badly. No. We deserve more, okay? Then there's party girls and gold diggers. They might be very great in the bed and awesome in the bed, but for a trustworthy, loyal connection, it will not work out. So this is just the minimum. For sure you need similarities and so on. But look on these things, what I said, this is the basic things, and if they can't fulfill it for a long-term relationship, it will not work out. For a short-term relationship, it will work out. Okay. Thank you that I can speak to you, and bye.